Hi everybody, welcome back to the Hear You series with Petty Nduru, a place I get to share my thoughts, my stories and my mind. Today I'm joined by an amazing young lady. Every time I have to constantly remind myself, she's 20 years old, Petty, but you know, she's breaking barriers and she's making moves. I don't want to waste much of your time. Let me introduce to the show Ayanda Candice. So Ayanda, please introduce yourself to the listeners.
Hi Peshi, how are you doing? Thank you so much for having me. So to properly introduce myself, my name is Ayanda Candice Sibanda. I am a 20-year-old law student. I am a professional model, a motivational speaker, and a girl advocate. I am currently the reigning Miss Albinism Zimbabwe and the Miss Teen Zimbabwe second runner-up. I founded the Ayanda Candice Foundation, which is an organization that deals with young women empowerment and advocacy for people living with disabilities. So yeah, basically that's just me in short, in a brief introduction, but that's basically who I am.
Impressive. You see, guys, what I meant when I said she's breaking barriers and making moves. Well, you're doing a great job, love, and you know, keep it up. So to just get deeper into this, can you just tell people about your journey from the day you were born up to now, just in short?
Oh yes, sure. You know, it's surprising how really I never get tired of saying this, but yeah, I was born and bred in the city of Kings and Queens, Gobulawayo, although my dad is originally from Cholocho. So I grew up in a neighborhood called Pumla South. It's very much ghetto, and yeah, I went to Dumezon Primary School for 7 years, and I went to Amhlophe High School for 6 years, and I am currently doing my first year at the University of Zimbabwe. So the neighborhood that I grew up in is very much peaceful and united. It's a really calm environment. So yeah, basically that's just it. that's where I grew up, and yeah, I have 4 siblings. I have 2 sisters and 1 brother, and I am the last born, which is very exciting, by the way. Yeah, so yeah, that's basically it, I guess, in terms of how I grew up and where I grew up from.
I'm a last born. Okay, it's good to know you're from Kwablawayo. You know, I don't know much Ndebele, but Nyadoba Doba. That's as far as I can go, you know. Okay, so I love the part where you said you are a girl advocate and you started the Ayanda Candice Foundation, a foundation that advocate for girl empowerment and also for people living with disability. So can you tell the listeners, can you tell us any negative things that have happened to you because of your skin?
So it was basically a challenging situation, because I grew up in an environment where my sister and I were the only 2 people who had the condition, and the school that I went to, I was the only student with albinism, as well as in high school as well. So at a very young age, I had people asking me all those questions, you know, like, why is it that your brother is black and you are white skinned? Because I went, like, my brother and I were in the same primary school because he was like 5 years older than me, and then, you know, so I had all those questions, like, is it true that you guys don't dye? what happens to you guys when you die, like all those questions related to myths and legends and misconceptions that have to do with albinism. So it was really a challenging scenario for me because I was also a child and I had those questions about myself. So it was a stage where when people started asking me questions that I also started to question myself, like, why am I different? Why do I have those people asking me all those questions? So it was really hard, but I'm glad to say that it's a situation where I grew up from it, you know. It was a journey of growth to me, because it made me realize who I am. And I feel like if I was born differently, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. Because when I look at myself in the mirror, and when I look at where I come from and where I am now, and when I have people who come to me, young women who say, "Ayanda, we are proud of you. We look up to you." And it motivates me to do even more, to say that not a skin condition can take you back in life.
I hope someone is listening and I hope someone is learning. Because this is the reality. This is what is happening in our villages, in our communities, in our neighborhood. This is what is happening. Not only to the people that are living with albinism, but people that are just different from us, and also people that have problems among us. So hey, you listening, I hope you're still with us and you are taking notes, you're grasping everything. So Ayanda, moving forward, how did you overcome and what good things have happened in your life?
You know, Patty, I feel like sometimes it's a situation where you choose who you want to become. You know, I reached a point in my life where I told myself that I am as equally capable as any other human being. And that is the message that I've been sharing with a lot of young people and a lot of platforms that I get to talk to. I advocate for people believing in themselves and believing in their capability. Because, you know, facing all those challenges, the one thing that I always told myself is, I cannot do this, I cannot do that, because I've got albinism, you know. And that helps people stigmatize as well as marginalize as well as discriminate you, you know. It's a situation where you say to yourself, I can't attend an event because I'll be the center of attraction. But these days I attend an event and I'm the center of attraction, not because I have albinism, but because of the confidence that I exude and the contribution that I make whenever I attend an event. So it was a situation where I told myself, you're as equally beautiful, you're as equally capable, you have rights, you have responsibilities, and you are like any other individual that you're going to come across, you know. And I acknowledged the fact that not so many people know who I am and not so many people understand my condition. There's always going to be some sort of stigmatization and discrimination and marginalization. So what I do is, if I'm given work, I do it as twice as the next person, so that I am not judged on whether I have albinism or not. I'm judged on the kind of work that I bring to the table. So it was a situation where, like I mentioned, that it was a journey of growth, and what transpired from that growth is this burning desire for me to be the best, not just for me but for other people that I stand to represent. Because today I do not stand as Ayanda, I stand as an advocate for young women and people living with disabilities. So the wins that I get, the achievements are also an inspiration for those people who look up to me, to say to them, you also can do such and such a thing. And you also mentioned something about the good things that have happened to me. I was so privileged to have a very supportive family. So throughout all the struggles, I had a very supportive family who were my pillar of strength, who stood by me. I know I mentioned earlier that I have a sister who also looks like me. We are the two family members with albinism in my family. So, she always pushed me to say that, you know, you can do this, you can do that. So it was that kind of scenario. And I was also blessed with a couple of good friends who have been good to me, who have inspired me to be the better version of myself. And I have mentors who have always pushed me to be the best version of myself.
Such powerful words, full of wisdom. Thank you so much, Ayanda, for coming. But before you go, I want you to leave a few words of encouragement. I heard you say you were privileged to have a supportive family and also a sister who looks like you. But there are people that don't have all that privilege. What can you say to them? Just encourage them, not only also to those that are living with disability and albinism, but also people that are just going through a lot.
Well, Petty, I am an individual who shares a message of capability and a message of belief. So what I'm going to leave with our listeners today is a quote that has kept me going for a very long time, and that is, refuse to be defined by someone else's belief of what's possible. And if you listen closely, there's an element of capability and there's an element of belief. That is to say that we are as equally capable as any other person, despite who we are, where we come from, what ethnicity, what background, what race, what religion, right? We are as capable as any other person. So what makes us move forward and what drives us is our belief in that capability, our belief in that potential that we have is going to fuel us and help us to move forward and continue breaking new grounds and conquering in life. Because we live in a global village where there is a global crisis. For instance, right now there is the coronavirus pandemic. So if we believe in our capability as people, that despite this whole situation, we'll conquer, we'll come through, we'll come out winners, then we will definitely come out as winners. So let's believe in our capability as individuals. And thank you so much for inviting me to talk to your listeners today. I really had fun and I really enjoyed sharing my story. It's something that I enjoy doing. I believe that telling your story has the potential to help other people dig deep inside themselves and share their very own story and work on themselves, because we're all broken at one point, but it takes us to willingly build ourselves so that we become whole again. Thank you so much for this and see you next time. Bye.
Well, Ayanda, thank you so much for sharing with us. Thank you so much for encouraging us and just for taking your time to just be here on the Hey You series with Petty. And also to you listening, thank you so much for listening. I love you. See you soon.